Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Daniel Govan, address is 2910 TOSHUA Toshua, Joshua, JOSHUA Tree Road, Chico, California, 95973, phone 510-321-0343, ID, leave a blank, date of birth. May 22, 1990. 32-year-old, married, mechanical designer. Below that, Gem Equipment. Insurance is Blue Shield of California. Pharmacy is CVS Esplanade, 530-345-9009. It is addressed to Dr. Robert S. Avila, A-V-I-L-L-A, D period, O period, Mangrove Medical Group, 1040 Mangrove Avenue, Chico, California, 95926-3509. 530-345-0064, fax 530-345-0680. The clinical indication is history of facial numbness, subparagraph. Report of the development of progressive ascending hypoesthesia in left hemisensory distribution with the development of neck and left facial dash retroorbital pain with headache, throbbing headache over a period of months, subparagraph. Subparagraph. Serial MR imaging of the brain is unremarkable. Dear Dr. Avila, professional colleagues, thank you for referring Daniel Govan for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. Daniel has no history of head, neck, or other trauma to necessarily explain the development of his throbbing retroorbital cephalgia that by its very nature strongly suggests that he has cervicogenic headaches. Subparagraph. By history, he initially developed symptoms of paresthesias or numbness in his left foot ascending up his leg and then developing in his left hand and ascending his left arm to his neck with the development of radiating neck pain to the occipital and the left retroorbital area where he has developed painful hypoesthesia with his throbbing headaches. Subparagraph, at times these can be severe and incapacitating. New paragraph, MR imaging of the brain and head on three occasions has demonstrated no pathology whatsoever. New paragraph, his neurological examination today demonstrates no unusual neurological features. New paragraph, he does give a history of stiffness in his neck and the development of stiffness in his left-sided extremities where he was thinking this was, quote, symptoms of a stroke. Subparagraph, I explained to him that the development of stiffness is usually not a consequence of ischemia, where ischemia produces weakness. New paragraph. The remainder of his neurological examination today appears to be within normal limits. New paragraph. In consideration of this history and presentation with neck stiffness and asymmetric hypoesthesia, cervical MR imaging is indicated to exclude the development of a cervical myelopathy. with secondary referred cervicogenic headaches, for which we will give him initially a trial of Qulipta for abortive treatment of his headache symptoms should they occur. Subparagraph. Instructions and medication samples were provided today. New paragraph. I'm scheduling her for follow-up as soon as we can obtain his MR imaging study for follow-up reevaluation and further recommendations. New paragraph. Another consideration would be initiation of a trial of indomethacin for a hemi cranial headache syndrome. New paragraph. I will send a follow-up report when he returns. I respectfully with my professional signature.